6th of May, 1991. Time is roughly 2:35 in the afternoon. And we're at a gathering. Greetings, Commander.
Well, please hold just a minute. Brothers, I know that we have gone through this before, and I've said it's time to get serious. Here on in, it's extremely dangerous and extremely serious. Keep the shield about you at all times. We're going to need more frequent gatherings because you need to hear some things personally from me. First, I'm allowing things to come into your attention so that I know that you are in security before I comment on them. But I can't always wait, because there will be more and more secrecy drawn about you. There was a launch on the yesterday evening, midway between your twilight and your midnight. A lot of you witnessed it, and a lot of you are curious about it. I'm not going to comment further about it. It's very serious. Very, very serious piece of equipment. It's not as simple anymore as just taking it out. But for those of you that are curious about night lights, etc., please understand that actually they are launching daily. And the windows for launch are not always in the daytime, where no one will notice. I would like to please, if you would indulge me, and then I will ask Oberle to read some things, which will give me a little bit of a break. But I need to cover some business. I want you ones to recognize John's presence. I'm going to try to get by without last names, please. You know you're monitored. There's no point in playing games about that. But there's no need in getting ourselves
Audrey's in. Coming in.
Sorry.
Audrey.
Right. Coming in.
Very good. John didn't happen to stumble through. He thinks he did. You think he did. He did not. John's had some experiences, which quite frankly, we need to utilize. I don't have to go into it more with you ones, other than to tell you right now that you're not very observant. You have ones watching you from vehicles two or three places about this place. Now, John knows who they are. I don't mean that he knows who they are. He can spot them like that. You ones must hearken up. I repeat, it's a dangerous game, and that usually just gives you a little tiny thrill. Hot doggy. BS. Don't play your hot dog game. I'm telling you, people are getting killed constantly, and we're not going to contribute to that. I think probably the best solution to speeding along here is to ask you, Oberle, to read the portion from yesterday regarding mutilations and duplicates. It'll save me time, and then we can discuss it. I'm going to tell you in advance, these are very, very technical circumstances. Please hold your tongue. Don't ask me to identify. I'm going to share these things with everybody. But I want to reassure all of you that many lives are in jeopardy according to the way we handle the information. It isn't just ones in this group. Ones in this group and ones who write perceive that there are just a little few of us. No, what we do can cost the original of a duplicate his very life. Can be snuffed out instantly. And we must rise above the game playing. It is really, really serious time. We are going to have to make our appearance soon, mostly for protection. And it's not time. It will damage us and you greatly if we have to do that, because we've already had to now, because of a misunderstanding from Sector 31 of the ones we call Xeno. That only means foreigner or stranger. And they thought that they could deal. You can't deal with this bunch. But it means we've had to come public. Now we've been seen. Now we've been photographed. And the game gets rough. And it's not Tatum that gets hurt. It's your two-legged ones. Read that portion. We'll decide how much of it. I want to talk about the mutilations, bloodletting, and that sort of thing first. Then I want to follow on with this morning's writing. I had trouble keeping dormant to the keyboard. It's devastating, and as revelation comes, she's having to face it first. It will also mean a great deal to John, as in Paul. Bear with us. Please don't ask me to explain. Understand my appreciation and gratitude. You ones lead double lives. I will quiet, and then we'll have more to talk about.
Now that I have hopefully stirred your interest in replication and genetic alterations, I would not wish to leave you with incorrect information regarding SAME. I am only interested in the fact that you understand that these mutilations, etc., are not of the hosts of God. Moreover, they are not done by the forces from the cosmos, anywhere. They are often, if not totally hoped for fear tactic, portions of projects regarding incubation and reproduction of genetic life forms. Reported findings. Since about your mid-70s, there have been well over 10,000 reported incidents, and most of them are in the western United States. This is because in the West there are wide ranges where cattle are not so closely guarded. For instance, any disturbance in a dairy herd being milked and tended daily is not very propitious to utilize the bovine research. Most mutilations and bloodletting within dairy herds are related to satanic rituals and strictly for the fear element. Further, in most all cases of utilization of bovine incubators, the animals which are sacrificed are picked up and dumped in various locations away from the site of the research so that there will be no clues to track. Most evidence is never found because much terrain is inaccessible except by helicopter. Some of the cattle are taken into bases and then flown to various locations where they are sure to be found. Unless you can terrify the people, you cannot control them. There are several very large research bases, but the ones doing the most research in the United States on replication and genetic mutations and bovine incubation are in New Mexico and Utah, correction, Nevada. There is a lot of research done in some of the bases where beam studies are being performed for pulse systems and the lasers, as well as death rays.
This would be like in Boynton Canyon, for instance, as an example.
As well as death rays are experimented on the animal models. This is one major way to know that the studies are of human origin. Advanced travelers are far advanced in such primitive methods of experimentation. A lot of evidence will be found in areas within Colorado and higher ranching lands of Utah. But then, you know that one of the beasts, Incomprehensible Computer Center, is in Colorado, and there is a base, a large base, within the Uinta Range of Utah. There are others, but these are major research centers, totally human with now a few replicas of aliens. The reason for this is that you stupidly killed off or incarcerated the very hands and minds that served you. You're not given the research information which would allow you interstellar transference, and therefore you were stuck with atomic thrust systems which can be deadly and not at all efficient. Any information host with achievement at the level of interstellar travel can also control all sensory functions, and therefore torture to obtain information is a rather wasted commodity.
Doesn't stop them, however.
But as the primitives were incapable of understanding beyond that which they practiced, so too were the original contacts unable to do anything other than that which they were trained to do, torture and mutilate to obtain information, and it simply does not work. Therefore, the would-be controllers of Earth Place were only allowing sufficient information under the earthbound practitioners to suit their needs at any given time. This is where I take great exception to the conclusions drawn by the so-called UFO researchers, who conclude that somehow your government is helpless at the hands of these so-called alien beings. Held hostage is Cooper's statement, in the assumption that your government and other governments are somehow the innocent dupes. No. They are the perpetrators, and at their hands thousands of alien guests have been mutilated and destroyed. As time has passed in these last decades, since before the midpoint of your century, many contacts were established and meetings set up, at which time we offered assistance to counter that which was coming down on the planet. What happened was that immediately the research flew into high gear, and leaders that would responsibly meet with us were replaced, killed or silenced in some manner. Ones such as Byrd and Forstall were simply exterminated. We had prearranged encounters with, and often the aliens were taken into custody and the ships confiscated. So we got a little brighter also and began to send ones of higher etheric capability, such as myself, Corton, Soltak, etc., to make rendezvous. We simply dissolve when captured. It makes it more interesting. But many traveling with us have no capability to transport easily, and once in manifested format are vulnerable, just as is the human. The ships become very vulnerable, and we simply learn not to land and stall out the ships so that they can be encapsulated in plasmic energy shield that cannot be penetrated by your crude means. The commander goes on into the Atlas missile and the Vandenberg incident. From there, is that adequate for this?
No, I was hoping that it would be in this writing that I had written about the need for blood. So it must have been the prior writing. We're turning them out so fast I can't keep up.
Now this ends with the introduction of Zeno.
But it doesn't. It doesn't take in the part that George will need regarding the need for blood. So I will just, for the ones who have not read the prior day's writing, I would guess. I would have written about it prior to that. I'm a lot less scattered if I'm writing. Well, let's not waste time with it. One of the hardest things that you're going to have to stomach is the fact that part of the mutilations that you will read about are valid. Most of them are total nonsense. They're satanic in origin, which is sincere enough, but they are staged to frighten you. A lot of them are dumped research animals, having been taken up from possibly the same ranch, so that the bovine themselves are recognizable. As, oh yes, I lost that cow. A lot of studies had to be done in the beginning, because a lot of cattle not only have been utilized as walking reservoirs of bacteriological weapons for warfare. I don't know what else to say. The reservoirs of things like smallpox, the HIV viruses. You see, that's a combination of sheep vesna virus and bovine leukemia. Smallpox vaccinations, as you all know, is done, and this is a very rough description, but from cowpox then comes the substance from which smallpox vaccine is derived. Well, now you have a walking reservoir that would wipe out the entire population of your world if they lose it, because it will not have any vaccine. The smallpox vaccine that you have now will maybe touch some of it, but it will not immunize the species. It's a new strain. It's a deadly strain. Now, these have to be followed along. And to have your walking reservoirs, it is not sufficient to try to hide a herd of cattle underneath in a base somewhere. It's a lot easier to have them walk in the range. And then you can put them where you need them. If it be in Europe, if it be in Africa, it's a lot easier just to take it on the hoof. But as far as your replication is concerned, a cow acts very nicely as an incubator for a humanoid fetus during that period of time of implantation to almost birthing, to where it can be a viable being. Eggs can be removed from a female. Sperm can be removed from a male. The point of the mass population to be utilized later for mass just herding of people. It is not desirable to have replicas. You can't have 5 million George Bushes walking around. So the point is to fool all of the people as much of the time as possible. This does not mean that ones are snatched. And I will tell you now that nobody is snatched without their free will choice by any alien. I said any alien. That does not mean that the ones on your planet, earthbound, who have now acquired the capability of stealth craft will not snatch bodies, utilize people. In the beginning, there was an agreement with your government and alien beings. There's always where you have smoke, you have a flicker of fire. And the agreement was that nobody would be damaged. All would be returned to their place of pickup, if you will. None would be picked up against their will and without their cooperation, etc., etc., etc. Once man became the controller, everything could be honored. And by now it's too late because man has gained control. So the point is to replace the leadership with something completely under control and programmed to the goal. Then you need not necessarily replicas, but beings that can fall into the leadership category, also programmed. Then you need lesser intelligence that will go with the mob, with what these leaders tell them. This requires many things. One, you have to genetically alter the structure. What do we want to acquire? What do we want to gain? We want to get rid of anywhere from a third to two-thirds of the population of a planet. How are we going to do it? Well, I'll tell you how Evo plans to do it. We must get the masses. She's having a little trouble, please. I use her fingers more than her mouth anymore. And I have a tendency to yell, and I'm sorry. I think perhaps it's my effort to hurry.
Here's some water.
Thank you very much. Yes, I try not to scream. I have to get in my subject. We are going to create situations whereby great numbers can be led into a position or a circumstance, which later, through things like AIDS, will be wiped out. They are the first expendables. This is literally the term that is used on your place. These are the first expendables, second expendables, and right on down the line. And the first expendables now are the created groups of homosexuals, firstly diseased. And the point is to get all diseased who are just tampering in it. Because it is not what you would call a normal state of behavior. I make no comment about right, wrong. I certainly do not denounce. I am just telling you how it is. There's going to be little Georgie boy come along and he's going to now be birthed into a totally screwed up family. Only takes the third generation to have it done. So he comes into usually a broken family. Usually at least one member of the family is totally addicted to something destructive. You have a thrust for open marriage, which could not possibly, if anybody in their sane mind thought about it, with the jealous nature of the human species, would have to destroy the family unit, do you see? But somebody's told you that sex is the greatest thing there ever was invented. And so you're going to go try it. Because obviously it's not going well in your home situation. Because along with the need for performance comes also the driving need for greedy acquisitions that you're also told you must have. And the two are not compatible. If you're trying to succeed in something, it preoccupies you. And the other partner is left wondering, what's the matter with me? Well, I will have an open marriage. Or, well, I am Betty Ann and Mary Jo likes me. And now I understand that homosexuality is the only way to go, equality for all. I'll try that. Well, you see, when the female tries that, more of them can get away with it. That does not mean that they can get away with it emotionally, because it doesn't work either. The friendship can be cemented, but once the activities are invested in, it doesn't work either, because it does not bring the satisfaction you thought you'd get from this friend. When the males began to practice this kind of behavior, the methodology was already set and structured to get you. And at the same time that a thrust against femininity and family for the female was being pushed on everybody, the males began to withdraw because they could no longer fill the role that they had been destined to fill. Right or wrong matters not. But the Prince of Deceivers knows where your weaknesses are and never fails to use them. Well, this young man, having watched Dad, who wouldn't do a dish if his life depended on it, because that's female work, suddenly doesn't know where to fit. He doesn't know where to fit. He doesn't get along with his woman pushing her way for equality. He doesn't know what fit him. So he'd rather spend his time with Bill. Frankly, so would I. Anybody who thinks about it would. Well, there's no pressure on me. But there must be something the matter with me, because I cannot possibly have fulfillment without these activities, because that's drummed into the children now from the time they awaken in the morning until they go to bed. And then it is pulsed and beamed into their houses. So all you have to do is introduce a deadly virus, and you've got it whipped. But prior to that, you have to introduce a strain of human being who is genetically altered to have removed the creative threat. You have got to separate that being from Creator. It's very tedious, because the more intelligent the combination of genes, you either have somebody like Gordon Liddy, who is totally focused and fanatical and absolutely unbendable, or you have ones who see through it, even in their reasoning state, and will not play the game. These ones will reattach themselves to the spark of life, and they are really dangerous, because something else has happened. Fear has been bred out. And these ones will march forward to their own detriment very often. And then you have to have the segment that is never going to rise above anything except flowing with the masses. You need the massive numbers to corrupt the whole. And they're perfectly happy to do nothing for their entire life except drink beer and watch television and fight over the ball game. And go out and participate in whatever the thing is going on. Doesn't matter what it is. There is a whole group, massive group, that have no conscience whatsoever. You have teenage children killing their whole families. And they're supposed to be rehabilitated, and they will sit there with this blank look and even tell you, I'm trying, I don't feel anything. And this is the saddest lot of them all. They feel nothing. It has been bred out of them. So what is Hatton telling me, you might ask? Well, I'm telling you that you have your leaders of any importance at all replaced. Some of the originals live, some have been slain, depending on the circumstances. You have some who have been genetically produced, developed, who can be quite powerful beings. They are the ones that, when you swing it back the other way, will be on God's side. And then you have the numbers, the sheer numbers, that will bring the masses into the slots that are pre-planned for them. In a way, they're the most dangerous because they are the ones that go vote, if they can get them to vote. If they can pay them to vote, they'll go down there and vote because they don't care. And pretty soon, the people stop thinking. Has nothing to do with soul. They just stop thinking. And they don't see a way to solve the problem. So it's easier to say, that's of evil and I won't even listen to it. Don't bother me with that. I can't stand anymore. And if everybody's doing it, it can't be all wrong. Especially if being thrust at you is you're an anti-Semite. You're a bigot. So pretty soon, you have the soulless, homosexual, quite frankly, idiots running your government, because they are the ones who will get out there and run for office. Because no thinking man in his right mind would do so. It is like setting yourself up at the firing squad target. They're going to destroy any error you ever made from the day you were birth will be put out there. And after you're gone, don't count on it going away. Ask Nancy Reagan, whichever one she is. Now, how did they do it? The same methodical way they do everything. While you're not paying attention, they are busy. And they got all this information through total contract and agreement, starting all the way back, actually, I would have to really look in my scanners to see where it really started with its major thrust. But certainly, by the time of the Bolshevik revolution, thank you, we will untangle it in a minute. The Rothschilds, the bankers, back through the Khazars all the way to the Mongolian element. So we're going to take it all the way back to the beginning of your planet, do you see, when they introduced themselves here. But where did it really swing into this final stage of the New World Order? It had to come in the last four generations, do you see? Else the timing and the sequence on the earth would not be ready. Everything had to be prepared, and then you bring the people, the sheep. And then you can take over. Well, how do you develop these beings? Well, first of all, you take a set. And you learn to make a replica. Then you take two cells from the same cell and you split it. And then you begin to make synthetics. But they all look alike. So that won't do. So you have to take a population on one side, a female, a population of male. You take the sperm, you take the egg, you start matching them. Only then you began to really randomize. This particular phase of experimentation has to be closely watched. A female impregnated with one of these eggs has to be watched. So you will have stories coming back of abductions, where the woman was pregnant and is no longer pregnant. No sign of miscarriage, but no longer is pregnant. Usually the mind is adjusted to the point where it seems quite reasonable. Whatever has happened can be adjusted for emotionally. But unless there is permanent interference into the brain itself, at some point those memories, if they are not severed already in this group of, these are not brainless ones, they are functioning only on this plane during this segment of time, for lack of a better way to discuss it. But you take a female who has a subconscious history of beingness, you cannot wipe out all of that. Under the proper set of circumstances, that is very apt to resurface. Most of the time, it will not. But given the right set of circumstances, the mind will recall it. Usually in incorrect passages, one after another. Many females were implanted with these cells. Some were taken and impregnated with a different sperm, a genetically altered species comes from this. Then the offspring has to be monitored. At the same time, you have the host of God trying to do research with ones of you already put here with contract of mission, so that we can see how in the world we can get your vibration frequencies raised enough to get you through a light beam in a human format. They are planting terror We're trying to remove the panic. They want you terrified so that in the end you turn away from God, you see. Because anyone coming from space must be evil. It's going to hurt you. Well, the facts are, as long as there were any aliens involved, there was no pain. Because the price of breaking the cosmic laws is unthinkable. The heinous activities come after man gets into it. And most of the researchers are brainless nerds. They have long since been completely devastated as to emotional soul growth. And that's why they want to get rid of anybody who is not. Shut them down in any way they can. Preferably without getting caught. This is how some of your scientists and astronomers can stand in front of a group and lie through their teeth the most absurd, incredible lies with a straight face, and I can guarantee you, absolutely beyond a doubt, they would pass every lie detector test thought of by man. They don't even know they're lying. They have no sense of conscience, which is their godness. Now, you cannot abduct enough women to produce the numbers of species, just the quantity necessary. So the next best thing is to find an incubator source. A baby doesn't, or didn't, they didn't know enough about it during those early years of experimentation to just keep it in a vat of solution. You would be astounded what they can do now. But that's ahead of the story. They tried implanting it in sheep. But a human fetus, even if it would remain, the little sheep is not sufficient to maintain both, and it would abort. Now, it's not as simple as catching a sheep or a cow and inseminating it, planting that egg. Hence why you have to have the male. If an egg ready to be implanted, already it has been, I call it electrocuted, to cause a bonding of these cells, there has to be an electric charge which allows penetration of one cell within the other to make it one cell so that it can now. And instantly when that happens, it begins to function on its own. And within about 3 days, it is reproducing itself. When it has reproduced itself to the point of where it has maybe 32 cells, is when something has to take place. It has to have a surrogate mother. Either a bat, it's got to have something. It cannot live longer in this little test tube. Now, if you take this cell and you treat it with the male ejaculate, it will adhere to the female bovine womb as if it were its own natural cell. And I believe that any of you would be able to see that a cow could easily bear a human fetus size-wise. But the problem comes when you take the fetus. It's fine there in that incubator, but it is now living on cow blood.